This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And Jenna Beam, Executive Director of Glide Revitalization. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So you've got a special event coming up, Parents Fly to 5K and more going on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're about 2 weeks away from the second annual Parents Fly 5K run, walk, whatever you want to do to participate. The proceeds from it go to benefit the Carmen Bernal Compassionate Nursing Scholarship, which is a scholarship fund we started a few years ago in Carmen Bernal's memory.
And how many years have you done this?
This is our second year.
So getting going with it, how'd it go last year?
It went pretty good. We had not a huge turnout, but we had a bunch of support from family members and people that knew Carmen personally, and we're hoping to grow it this year and put more money back into the scholarship fund.
So tell me more about her. I mean, it's got to be made an impression to do something like this in her honor.
She did. Carmen was a longtime Glide resident. She was a devoted nurse and just a really extraordinary person. She was actually born in France and grew up, spent her childhood in Southern California. At 11 years old, she started helping raise her younger siblings. And then after high school, her and her best friend decided to go into nursing. She spent her entire career nursing, raised 4 kids that all graduated from Glide High School. And she kept nursing even though she ended up battling with cancer and did not ever stop, continuing to be a compassionate and just giving person back to the community and the county in general.
Wow. So a cool event. Now you've got, besides the 5K, you've got other things happening with this too, right?
Yeah. So it's also a wellness fair where we're going to have vendors and stuff there. So people can come check that out. There'll be food, different things for people to do if you don't want to participate in the 5K.
So like, what are some of the groups that are going to be out there?
So I have our sponsor list. Right now we have Medicine Flower, and they were our gold sponsor this year. Our silver sponsor was the Physicians of Douglas County, Dr. Anna Fellman and Dr. Gray Dawson, and Cascade Community Credit Union. We have our bronze sponsors, Oregon Pacific Bank and the Adam Coffee Bar and Bistro.
All right. And a lot of groups that are going to be out there for this wellness fair, right?
There are. I do not have the full list in front of me right now, but I know we're going to have, I think Aviva is still participating. UCC Nursing Program will send some people. Glide Fire is there, as always, to help support us. Little Loggers Play School, Farm to School, Umpqua Valley Farm to School, WIC. We're going to have Mantle Coffee Company back again this year in case, you know, there's that cold weather in the morning. And then Louis Redneck Dogs, one of our food vendors. And then there's going to be some additional vendors that have come in last minute.
All right. So a cool event. How do people get signed up?
So you can go to our website and there's a link there that's from programs and events. We've also got it listed on Facebook, and you should be seeing posts and posters with QR codes around the community to register.
All done by Glide Revitalization. What else do you guys have coming up?
We also have the Sasquatch Festival coming up.
So we have not located Sasquatch yet.
We have not. Apparently, we're still looking.
And that thing is really turned into a big event.
It has. It continues to grow every year. We've got bigger names coming this year. We have Jackie Rohr coming for our headliner for music. Some returners. And we're hoping for a huge turnout again this year. And hoping the weather cooperates this year.
That's always, let's see, you're doing it. What's the date for it?
June 20th.
Oh, June 20th. Yeah, it should be good.
Should be.
Yeah, yes. I know. We've had oddities in the summer. Work with some other groups that you plan something because it's always sunny then.
Yeah.
And then it's not.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Oregon. So, all right, that's going on as well. And you guys are still really busy helping a lot of folks in other areas of aspects of Glide out there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we continue to support childcare as well as wrapping up some rebuilding from the Archie Fire. We have a few families that are still working on that rebuilding process. We are just about wrapped up with the end of support for people that were affected March of 2025 from the flood event in the county. Continuing to work on mitigation, community economic development, recreation in the community. We just are wrapping up also a trail project around the high school and the elementary school to do some improvements there. An additional scholarship program, and I'm sure there's a couple of things I've forgotten.
Well, it seems like you guys stay really busy. Again, give folks the dates, and how do they get signed up for the Heron's Flight?
All right, so the date for Heron's Fight is Saturday, May 2nd, and it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Glide Community Center. The race starts at 10:30 a.m., and you guys can sign up on our website at gliderev.com or on Facebook.
All right, Jenna Beam from Glide Revitalization, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.